Casey Cochran, 7th overall. Great qualifying time. Good two solid motos. Like, I feel like there was you started well, you rode well, you stayed out of drama, you stayed out of crashing, all that.
Yeah. I mean, good qualifying, like you said, and then some good starts today. I feel like that second start, I was, like, right up with the guys, and then right when you have to make that decision, like, if you hold it on or not,
yeah.
I kind of backed off, and I shouldn't have looking back. But, two good starts, some good motos, and two good finishes with the 7th overall. I mean, the best so far, and, it's been it's tough to get even in the top 10, so a 7th is good, and I just want to keep building and continue on.
The qualifying seems to be really important to you, how you feel for that day. Do you agree? Like, however your morning is kind of what sets your day?
Yeah, I agree. It definitely helps. If you are confident going into the motos with a good qualifying, then that helps. But last weekend, I qualified like 28th or something, really bad, and then got 10th overall, so... I guess it goes both ways, but I feel like, definitely, if you can get the confidence up early, then it is good.
We were talking about you for fantasy, I think, something, and they were like, hey, he's really good here at the Combine, and I forgot about that because I don't follow that much. But, yes, knowing that you did well at Combine, did it help you here?
Yeah, this is the first track I've actually raced before.
Okay.
all the other tracks I've never raced. Yep. And coming here with racing the Combine last year, having laps on this track and winning that last year obviously gave me some confidence, so... Yeah, it was good. I was happy with it, and it was a good day.
You got a couple of high-profile 450 teammates. I don't know, like, during, you know, they're racing, you're resting, you're not on the same schedule, but can you lean on them for advice, tracker, biking, anything? Like, can you go and talk to them about anything, or does it not really work?
It does. And I have Christian and Malcolm. It's funny. I was talking to Malcolm last weekend at Southwick. I was like, is it always this rough every year? He's like, dude, you're asking the wrong guy. I haven't been here in 12 years. I'm like,
great point.
Yeah, I forget. He hasn't even raced these in 10 years. So, and then,
Like, I don't know, man.
And Christian's just, I'm just trying to get inside the top 10.
Well, right now you're the star then. You're the one pushing these guys.
Yeah, Malcolm, he couldn't let me have the best finish today. I think he got like 6th overall. Yeah, he couldn't let me have it. Yeah.
Well, cool, man. Keep it up. Good job. Now you're on to another track you haven't ridden before, Millville.
Yep, never been, so... Another one.
I think it's the best track on the circuit, so I'll circle back with you and figure it out. But I think it's the best track. It's fun. It's great. So we'll see.
Yeah, we're gonna find out. I always hear this track and Millville are the two best. So we'll see.
Cool. Thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you.